episode 182 of Game Over Nation. I'm your host, Javi Rodriguez, and with me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Are we sure? Is it 182 or is it 183?
It's 183.
Yeah. It's 183.
It was.
Because you fucked it up as 181 last week.
No, Optimus Prime got the episode wrong.
Oh.
Last week at the beginning. It's all right.
Yeah, and we all know that robots make mistakes.
Yes. Even though they are, you know, perfect and everything, you know, they are still human.
Speaking of which.
Are they?
I saw Ex Machina. Ex Machina. But I'll get to that later. Dylan's here. Dylan Roush.
Yo!
And Gabe Philbin.
I was trying to queue up what I've done, and I forgot I was going to do this bit until right now, so I kind of fucked it up, so I'm just not going
to
try.
How could this happen to Gabe?
He made his mistake.
Yeah! You didn't do the robot bit, though, so it doesn't work. I'm not here. Don't worry about me.
Well, let's start over now.
Welcome to episode 181 of Game Over Nation.
180.
Well, just keep going back. Keep retconning everything.
We can do this better.
Episodes 144 never happened.
You know, you just keep practicing until you make the best episode 180 that you can.
I feel like we should just skip to episode 200 when Pax is here. And just say, like, fuck it. And then go back and do the rest of the episodes. Just, like, hop forward.
No,
just,
like, make up for them. Like,
well, like, so, like, do 200 and then
episodes 190 through 199 got rained out. So here we go. We have to.
Like, oh, you guys didn't get those episodes? Sorry, I must have not put them on the website.
They know because you just said it.
You should math out how many we would need to do. Well, I guess.
And then we just somehow get those out.
We just do two or three a week.
I don't think I do two or three podcasts. I don't think I can do what we did tonight three times a week.
Tonight, pre-podcast.
It got ugly.
Can't talk about it.
We're not going to go into details, but it was mentally challenging. Exhausting.
That could have been its own podcast.
Could have.
But then no one would ever talk to us again. No one would ever talk to us again.
Yeah, that podcast would carry a lot of weight with it. Yeah.
definitely our biggest episode yet. Mm-hmm. For sure.
It's a whole other world.
Uh-huh.
How could this happen to me?
Why has that song, like, resurfaced all of a sudden? I've been singing that song.
Well, it has in the past 5 minutes.
No, like, it popped up in it's like new meme, like hot new memes. I don't know.
Hot meme.
Maymays.
Oh.
Oh, whatever. That song's just been stuck in my head since, like, I don't know, like sixth grade or whatever that shit came out.
Yeah. Now we just need to add minions to it. Facebook cycle is complete.
Fucking minions. In the Uber ride we took to Fozzie's this weekend, there were, like, minion rip-off McDonald's, like, Monopoly stickers all over the place. And the guy was like, yeah, there's some family in here that had a lot of McDonald's, and they just didn't want to wait.
So they stuck them all over his car?
Yeah, they just fucking, like, put it in cup holders and on his floor and shit. They're just goddamn minions everywhere. Minions.
You know what really disappointed me about the internet just now?
Mm.
There is no image result for filet mignon.
Well,
there's got to be something.
Now,
out there.
Now you can. There's now you nothing. Can create it.
You can capitalize on that market.
What was the last one that we had that we thought of, but then there was already a picture of it? You guys remember?
Wolverine minion as related? Danny DeVito.
Oh yeah. Wolverine is Danny DeVito.
There was another pun one that we had though. Yeah, I remember the Danny DeVito Wolverine.
I'm the trash man.
I do remember that one, but I thought we had another one that was a pun that we had thought of, but we didn't find any, or we found an image of it when we thought about getting Javi to draw it, but I don't remember what it was now.
Oh shit. I have a vague recollection of what you're talking about.
Yeah,
but
I don't remember, though.
All I can think of is Dr. Yearbook, and Dr. Yearbook. I don't think anyone else has done that.
We did it once,
really,
and it was
funny
lost.
Anymore.
Yeah. I don't think it ever was, but we really liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like many things on this podcast.
Yeah, we were pretty angry.
Not really that
laughing,
funny outside
the
of
podcast.
It, but great on the inside.
Right, right.
I actually haven't looked at... I really want to see that iTunes review again. I haven't looked at iTunes reviews in... Jeez. I don't know. Long
There's
time.
There's nothing new, I'm sure. There never
yeah,
is.
No, like, we never, like, ask for it or anything. But I just want to, like, see that laughing the podcast review again. Because it is still true to this day.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We've cut out our market for people who like laughing.
So every girl on a dating website, they love to laugh.
Not necessarily their own laughter.
See, when
but
I,
listening to other people laugh.
Oh, right, right.
Ryan, on my dating profile, it just says, I like to laugh.
That's it.
And that's it.
That's
here's,
it.
Here's proof, gameovernation.com.
Come you laugh also like me. To laugh? Go here. Oh, that reminds me. I have to give a small shout out to the Sporting Roundtable, a Facebook group that I'm part of. Who, like, I never threw our stuff on there because I didn't want to like go off topic too hard with what the but they were like, no, dude, totally post it. So I was like, okay, I will start posting a link to our podcast every week now. So hopefully, some of those guys come over and listen.
So do we have to talk about sports for a
no,
little bit?
No,
okay.
I don't think so.
Oh, well, I mean, we could talk about Rocket League.
Yeah, well, it all came up because they were talking about video. Like, they had a whole day where everyone was just posting about video games because right now sports is just baseball. There's nothing else happening, so it's a little bit slow. Like, I love baseball, but you can only talk about it for so long. So, yeah, they started talking. They were mostly talking about fighting games.
I've been getting into those recently. Yeah. And Evo just happened, so
well, one of the
everyone's
guys,
all hyped off of that.
One of the guys was really, like, I guess he was really into Tekken 3, like, a long time ago. And they like to hype shit up that they like, and he was talking about how it was one of the greatest fighting games of all time, and possibly one of the greatest games of all time. And I found like some list of 100 best games in which no Tekken game was listed. I was like, nah, dog, sorry. But I never liked fighting games, so maybe I'm the dum-dum.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So what have you been up to this week?
Let me go first real quick.
Okay.
Let me just jump in here first.
Because, Javi. Fuck.
Because I got a very short list of nothing.
No, I don't even want to hear it, Ryan. Dylan, you go first.
What? You want me to go first?
No, Ryan, go.
Oh. Well, no, I haven't played anything. That's why I was going to go right. first and just get it out of the way. So I could just say, I mean, I played some Rocket League, I think, early last week with you guys, but that was about it.
Oh, did you hear how we did in the tournament on Sunday?
Oh, did y'all play again?
Yeah.
No, how'd you do?
We won the first game, and then we lost the next three.
Sweet. But, I mean, we get a check mark in that box that says shows improvement.
Yeah.
So
instead
that's,
of needs improvement, right. It's minorly improved.
Yeah, showed improvement.
Went from 0-3 to 1-3.
Yeah. I guess the only other thing, I made some more beer this weekend. That was fun. And this weekend I'm making some stuff I'm going to take to PAX, which it sounds like I'm just repeating shit to myself because we talked about this right before we started recording. Yeah, so that's the plan. And maybe I'll actually play some video games this week. You filled out a thing?
I filled out a survey at work today that was kind of like a sneaky HR thing. And it asked me, do people cut you off while you're talking at work? And in this instance, I would say yes.
Everyone.
Yo, Javi, I'm going to let you finish.
I think Ryan needs to speak with, you know, the higher-ups at Game Over Nation for the way I've been treated.
You know,
okay, hey, Ryan, you've really
been... Could you should improve on this?
Yeah,
okay, thanks, Ryan.
You've really been cutting off Javi this one episode.
Ryan, let me spell you finish.
Cut him off.
You know, hey, you know what, Ryan? I'll get right back to you. I gotta go talk to Dylan real quick.
He put it in the survey. You know.
So while filling out that chart.
Laughing the podcast.
It begins.
We're not funny. All
right, so while filling out that thing, did you just like casually name your coworkers?
He named names.
No. Try and get them fired, honestly.
Yeah. Just reach in there for that.
Because I would write down, the guy behind me fucking slurps his soup and oatmeal.
You should send him those videos of people eating. Just send them to him all day. Just find them and send them to him all day.
Of like, hey, do you think this is funny? And then when he says no, you can be like, me neither. Fucking quit it.
We had a meeting today, and he took some peanuts in with him, and...
Does he always have something to put in his mouth?
Yes. And he has to, like, suck the, like, stuff out of his teeth, so he's like...
Oh, God.
This is a nightmare.
And I sit there at the desk, and I look up at the sky, and I'm like, strike me! Strike me now! Never happens.
Never. God needs you to suffer for all of the things that we did before this podcast.
He knew it was going to happen. Yeah.
He lives in a place that's parallel to time.
You've put a heavy weight on my shoulders, God.
So, Javi.
Yeah?
What you been up to?
I picked up.
Actually, wait, before you go.
Oh,
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I picked up a Wii game. And it was a Wii game that I've wanted to play since. Like, okay, let me give you some context. I was a huge Nintendo fanboy, self-admitted, during the GameCube era. The Wii came out, and I was like, this is the only console I need, you know? Fuck PlayStation, Microsoft. And then, you know, I went, like, I think a year or two straight with just a Wii, and it was painful. And, anyways, at that time, anything, any promising thing, like The Conduit, or anything that looked like a real video game, was like, oh, this is it. I can't wait for this. This is on my radar. I'm getting that for sure. And one of those games, and I don't know when it came out, it might have ended up coming out later in the generation, because it fell through the cracks. Because I ended up getting a PlayStation 3 for Metal Gear Solid 4, and the rest is history. But anyways, one of those games was Mushroom Men. And this is this.
Oh, yeah, I remember that game.
Yeah, it's a 3D platformer. It looks kind of like Psychonauts in that it's like very brown and green and stuff. But now that I ended up picking that up because I was just reminded of it this week for some reason. So I ordered that and it's fucking good. It's really good. Like I was going to tweet an image of the game and say like, if you're one of the people that backed, you know, Yooka-Laylee or A Hat in Time, go pick up Mushroom Men because I know you didn't. And this game's great. It's really good. And it's an old school 3D platformer action game.
These character designs are adorable.
Yeah. It's one of those games where like half the charm is appreciating your environment because you're tiny. You're like an insect. And so like stuff is like there's a railroad track going through a mine that's made out of paper clips. Or not paper clips, made out of a clothing clips? What are those called?
Clothespins.
Yeah. So it's a bunch of clothespins. And then going through the mine, there's like these spikes sticking out of the ceiling. And you're like, what the hell are these spikes? Then you realize that they're carrots. They're the bottom of a carrot that's planted in the ground. And there's like little carrots all over the place. And there's just lots of cool level designs based on how small you are. And there's collectibles everywhere. It's really good. The only problem I have with it, honestly, is that it's on Wii, so you have to waggle to attack.
Oh, no.
If it was on a proper controller, yeah. And also using the D-pad. You have to use the D-pad to move to rotate the camera or look up and down, which is really awkward.
Have you looked around to see if it's available anywhere else on any other anything else? Did it come out?
No, I think it came out on DS, but it's probably not the same game. Right. And that doesn't even have a second analog stick, so good luck.
Right.
But
good luck.
But good luck. It's
it's only on Wii and DS.
Yeah.
Can confirm.
It's too bad. I think it even got mediocre reviews. That was probably why it fell through the cracks. I think it got like sevens or something, I remember correctly.
And Wii game got good reviews, it didn't matter.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, because no one who played games was looking for that kind of shit. It was all the like, oh, some shit in the bargain bin. Yeah, I can get that for my kids. Like that's who bought Wii games.
Yeah, it was like at the time that like by the time like Wii games that were like I don't know the like people who liked old Nintendo games or like old Nintendo consoles were finally coming out. It's like people like you, Javi, had like jumped ship at that point. I feel like. So, like, Mad World comes out, got, like, solid reviews and sold, like, garbage.
I think Conduit
got, like, okay reviews. And that sold, like, crap. Red Steel 2 got really good reviews. No one cared.
Yeah. It's too little, too late.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like, I remember everyone owned one. Nobody played one.
Yeah. I remember feeling so, like, upset and, like, angry that like what broke the camel's back is my friend let me borrow his PS3 and a copy of Uncharted, and I spent that whole night like plowing through Uncharted straight, and it dawned on me that this is what I'm missing out on. Like, this is what video games are right now, and I'm stuck with my Wii. You know, I was like, what the fuck am I doing? I need to get it. Nintendo's not satisfying me. I'm completely missing out on this generation. So, yeah, I mean, that was like an eye-opening night playing Uncharted for the first time. But that being said, Mushroom Men is definitely a game that, if you're a fan of that genre, go check it out now, because it's really good. It's a solid 3D platformer.
And, I was going to ask also, I didn't hear you. Did you get it on the Wii U, like, and play it with Wii controls, or...
No,
You actually busted out your Wii.
Oh. No.
The Wii U can play Wii games.
Oh, so did you get like a disc copy?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that. I didn't know it came out retail. I thought it was just downloadable. I remember the game.
Oh, no.
I just thought I did not realize they actually released retail copies.
No, that does not look like a downloadable game on the Wii. Like Wii downloadable games were like far more
super
visually
basic.
Similar.
Right.
Or simple,
right.
Simple, not similar.
How much did you pay for it?
I don't remember. I want to say like, not super cheap. It was probably like $17.
Probably like right. Well, that was just a bet. I just asked because recently I looked up because people were talking about it, and I know you like. So like, I looked up. I was gonna get Vanquish. On 360.
Yeah.
It's like $80.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just download that on PSN.
Yeah, I was
pretty sure it's downloadable there.
I was like, holy shit.
Be 20.
That one, and there was one
on
other
Amazon.
One. I'm trying to remember what it was. Go ahead. I'm trying to think of what the other game was that I looked up that I was going to get. That I was like, holy shit. Go ahead.
On Amazon, Mushroom Men is $15 new and $4 used. So.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Definitely go pick it up. Yeah.
So it is worth more than mine, Jack.
Yes.
Yes.
Do we have a current situation of Mind Jack? Can we get an update on Mind Jack Crisis?
I will check that now.
Damn it, I'm trying to remember what the hell was the other game.
Vanquish. Mind Jack is $10 still. $10. All right.
I bet we can get that score up.
We could bump that price up.
Yeah. Derek asked if he has to get Mind Jack because he saw that Fozzie owned it.
The answer is yes.
Everyone needs to get mine.
Is there a place on Amazon where I can check my recent searches?
You can check your history.
Where's that at?
But on your account.
Okay, yeah, because I looked up these games and like I said, Vanquish was one. There was another one, but I don't remember.
Yeah, some of those console games just like go way up for new pricing. Like I saw Mirror's Edge on 360 new was like $85 or something.
But Ryan,
like that.
you could buy Vanquish Digital for probably cheaper.
Yeah, on PSN. I know it's there on PS. It was a PlayStation Plus game.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's why I have it there.
So, anyways, there's another game that was on my Wii list that I wanted to visit that I missed out on, and that was a Boy and His Blob. That was a Way Forward game.
Do you remember the original?
I always loved the art style. I do. It was horrible.
Well, I remember seeing it on TV and like really wanting it. This goes back to, I think I told you guys before, where I used to always be like, I want this game. And then I'd go to the store and I'd see all the other cool games and be like, I'd walk out with never that game. So this is one of those instances where I really wanted that game. And I think I walked out with RoboCop on the NES. Uh-oh. I still have that cartridge. That game was so fucking dumb. Go ahead. Sorry.
I dig the concept of a Boy and His Blob. Like, the 8-bit one was disturbing looking. Like, the blob had, like, he looked like the Joker. He was white with, like, red lips. He was really creepy. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
so this
they
one's
can
more
so
my,
much.
Myself. Yeah, it's true. But Way Forward's known for their really good, you know, hand-drawn animation. And this is, like, a cute, you know, boy on an adventure. It's a little puzzle game, so... Yeah, I'm into it. I haven't started it yet. Actually, just got it in the mail today, so I'll tell you how that goes. But yeah, that's what I've been doing. Just catching up with my Wii.
Cool. Dylan, throwing it into your corner.
I'm catching it. I dropped it.
Fucking A.
Well, Batman arrived after its
it's where in the world is Carmen Sandiego journey.
Canada? What's he doing in Canada? Oh, Kentucky,
Dylan,
that's even worse.
Dylan had to solve a progression of puzzles that got increasingly harder to find his copy of fucking Batman.
I just had to do enough Riddler trophies.
He needed a goddamn flag almanac.
Yeah, Dylan actually has one extra Riddler trophy in his game, and that Riddler trophy was just
find out where
Batman
is.
Yeah. Where is Batman? It's not in Utah.
Christ.
Yes.
I'm continuing my quest for a platinum in Diablo 3 and Persona 4.
Jeez, what's a platinum in Diablo 3 like?
It's not bad, actually. It's looking at it, it's really easy, just time consuming.
Is there not like Torment 6?
No, it's get every character to 70, beat Diablo and what's his face on hardcore.
Malphail?
Yeah.
Oh, on hardcore, that could be a bit tough.
Not really. Because there's no difficulty requirements in hardcore.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you just put that shit on way easy.
Yep. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, I got Street Fighter 4 because of the hype that Gabe and Dal and Serge were having, and then I realized I was terrible at it. And I was like, oh yeah, I don't like Street Fighter's commands. I fucking hate having the fucking... Downright fierce? Whatever. I don't like those. I'm not good at them.
I can get them consistently when I'm going, like, the left quarter circles, but it's to the right that I can't get.
So I play a lot of Kamis, and when I'm trying to do stuff like Cannon Spike, which is the same button input as Shoryuken. Nah. Mm-hmm. Nah. Nope. Can't. And then Charge. Oh my god, Charge ones are even worse for me.
Yeah, I don't even fuck with Charge characters, which sucks, because I really want to play DiCaprio, but I hate Charge attacks.
So then I that was a mistake, but whatever. Guilty Gear is better. Anyways.
How dare you? Oh my god! Oh my god! That was Guilty Gear, right? Isn't that what they were playing?
Yeah,
maybe.
The game where the guy
celebrated
up,
too
Guilty
soon.
Gear. Yeah.
Actually, I like Marvel vs. Capcom much more. But
that game's all quarter circles.
They're easier to pull off.
Street Fighter isn't very forgiving with them.
No, it's not.
That's one of the things with Street Fighter 5 that I'm
excited
for. Street Fighter 4?
Street Fighter Street Fighter 4 is so forget. You try Street Fighter Turbo HD, the re-release, or where they redrew everything. That game is so unforgiving. You have to be like perfect. You have to press exactly how the game wants. Yeah, I'm terrible with that one too. But Street Fighter 4, you can just mash the corner and just keep going again and again and again and pressing the button, and it'll activate. It's pretty.
So the forgiving. Big problem with like a barrier to entry on Street Fighter 4 is linking the combo, and that's something they're changing in Street Fighter 5. Because it's like the like way you have to feather the attack to like link some of them, of like a rapid like, ba-doop. On like the on the buttons is kind of ridiculous. I think it's called like plinking or something, but they're like fixing that in Street Fighter 4. They're like trying to make it easier to work with in Street Fighter 5. We can talk a bit about that a little later since there's news about that. But what else, Dylan?
Beyond that, Knights of the Old Republic 2.
Oh, have you been getting back into that?
Yeah. When I saw that the update, they finally finished the game.
Have you been playing it on PC?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where the thing is. Gotcha. Because it just got, like, out of, like, nowhere, the game got a huge update of, it now supports mods, it now has the 4K finished content. 4K
monitor, too.
Yeah, so it goes up to 4K resolution now. Steam Workshop support.
The controller actually works.
Yeah, like full gamepad support. And the biggest thing is that like they finish the game. Of like the problem with that game was the ending wasn't like done, or a few parts of like the last like third of that game weren't done, but were like partly on the disc, like the start of all those sections, like the. A rough draft, essentially, of all that was on the disc when they shipped it, but just inaccessible. So people, like, took that and finished it. And that's kind of, like, people are saying that this is a result of, like, the new ownership of LucasArts, like, Disney owning it, and somebody, instead of, like, jumping through all the LucasArts hoops, like, trying to, like, do anything Star Wars related... Somebody just walked up to Disney, like the developer that did this, I forget their name, and said, hey, we can do this with this game.
We'll call him Steve.
Developer Steve. Steve X. Mm-hmm. Steve Dad.
Steve Dad 420.
Like, just went to Disney and said, hey, I can do this. Like, we can do this with this amount of money, and it'll, like, gain at least this much interest. And, like, just kind of out of nowhere, this big update happened. And so now... I've re-downloaded the game, and I'm ready to go back through it. I'm curious, though, if they left in the infinite dark side bug that's at the beginning of the game.
I'm not sure. I haven't tried it.
I'm pretty sure I've been over this on... I've said it on the podcast before, but I did this when I made an evil character after, like, I went through that game the first time. I went through it with an evil character and, like, read that, oh, you can just get infinite dark side, like... 2 hours into the game when this one guy asks you if you have a key to this room, and then you essentially just say no, fuck off, and then you can just keep doing that and it just plummets you into the darkest pits of evil by telling this lone little guy that you don't have a key. I hope that's still in the game.
I haven't got to that point yet.
It's core to the experience. I just remember you get the Force Lightning so quickly because of that. So good.
I just got some jarring... I had a jarring revelation.
Hmm.
On August 31st, both Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain, and all the shit that I bought for Disney Infinity 3.0 will be here.
Does Disney 3.0 ship on the...
It's basically Sophie's Choice.
Is it September's 1st? September's 1st. September 1st that 3.0 comes out?
It's August 30th.
It comes out on a Sunday?
But, yeah, it comes out on a Sunday, but my Amazon order says August 31st.
Okay.
So I guess I'll have it a day before Metal Gear.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the thing that I don't like about getting a physical copy of Metal Gear, is that I can't just, like, preload it.
Right.
Or I might just preload it.
You're going to buy it twice?
Maybe.
I also may do that.
Like, I'm thinking about that with Mirror's Edge as well, because you and Rachel so graciously got me that fucking collector's edition, which still is ridiculous, and thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. But, like, I might just get it on PC or something.
Yeah.
The night of release. Because I think you guys got the PS4 version?
Yes. Yes. Wait, yeah. No, Xbox One version.
Xbox One version?
Yeah. Pretty sure.
What?
It's because I think that was all that was left or something.
Huh, weird.
I'm like, oh, damn it. And Rachel's like, he has an Xbox One. I'm like, okay, I hope he's cool with it. I think, I don't know.
Huh. All right.
I don't see why it wouldn't be, considering the superior controller.
You?
Perfect for free running.
Yeah.
Built by parkour artists.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah. Anyways, I was just thinking about, I'm just going to be very busy. I'm going to be all about Metal Gear. Metal Gear, Metal Gear, Metal Gear. And it's probably going to drain me. Like, it's probably going to be really dark and really serious and fucked up and all this shit. And then I get to, like, lighten up and play Star Disney Wars. Infinity. Yeah. Play with Star Wars and have my Mickey toys and my Yoda toy and my Obi-Wan.
I can't wait to play with Snake's hand.
Yeah.
Can five knuckle shuffle with Snake's hand.
I'm gonna have Snake's hand holding Korra from Tron Legacy. You know,
her figure looks pretty good.
It does look really good.
Yeah, yeah. As opposed to what the other guy was, Rezzler or something.
What? No, it looks so. It's Sam Flynn or whatever, but he's like covered up.
Like he's got like the helmet on.
Yeah, because they didn't want him worry about making another face. How do you make the most generic man's face? But yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I'm going to have my snake hand holding my snake.
Snacky.
It's not a euphemism.
Snacky. Anything else, Dylan?
No, that was it.
Alright. But since Javi was talking about Metal Gear, I started Ground Zeroes before the podcast last week. On my own copy, and then I wrapped it up on Saturday night, just, like, getting Metal Gear hype, and still, like, I have, like, worries about that game that don't,
oh, it's
I don't know,
be,
they feel, like, weird.
It's gonna be plenty of that. It's gonna be exactly that.
Of, like, it's...
Inappropriate.
No, like, okay, so, like, yeah, that, obviously, but there's, like, gameplay level of, I don't know if I want, like, open world Peace Walker. I guess I haven't experienced that yet, but when I think of Metal Gear, that's just, like, not exactly what I think of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm open to change, all that. And also, like, again, all of this serious stuff just lining up with the same game where your, like, main console tool is called an iDroid.
Where you're running around in a cardboard box with a bikini-clad woman on the front of it.
Yeah, it's like... I mean, like, Metal Gear has always been like this, and it's just... It's weirder now with, like, more graphics and all that, and bit more space for all of Kojima's weird fucking ideas. And it's just, like, that's just going to be very strange to see, like, maybe for the last time.
I mean... Definitely for the last time in this,
yeah,
in this sense, in the biblical sense,
in the Kojima Bible sense. Yeah.
But did you see the picture of him hanging out with Guillermo del Toro today?
No, I didn't see that.
Guillermo tweeted, he's like, "My good friend Hideo Kojima is at my house," and it's a picture of them next to his
Frankenstein. I really like your Guillermo del Toro accent.
Yeah,
you're just kind of like quietly shouting,
"Spot on."
Yeah. So?
isn't that how Guillermo talks?
Yeah. My good friend. That's what he says.
But, yeah, that was a really nice way to cap off Saturday night, which I needed something to take my mind off of It Follows, because I really didn't want to go to bed with that being the last thing I saw, because I watched It Follows on Saturday night. And I'm a big fan. That's, like, my favorite kind of horror movie of don't throw something incredibly shocking at you, instead just kind of make it quite literally slowly walk up to you. It was just, like, inevitable doom that you have to, like, keep running away from.
Like, almost no jump scares. It's just dread. You just following you.
The only jumps... I guess, like, the only, like, jump scary bit of that movie isn't... Like, I mean, calling it a jump scare isn't really fair because it's, like, it's really slowly built up and not, like, a loud noise when it's finally revealed. And it's pretty early on. It's probably, like, my favorite scene in the movie overall. But, like, not initial reveal of it, but, like, the first, like, real encounter in the house, like, in her home.
Yeah.
And that's probably my favorite scene of the movie. Of just
In the kitchen?
Yeah.
Huh. I thought I like her reaction, but the it itself is kind of a little much.
I feel like it was, but I'm just talking about the whole like scene of events, like that whole house scene, mm-hmm. not just that one moment. Like, but that one moment is like the jump scariest part. I'd say
I love when they're in the school and the camera's just going in a circle and going in a circle, and you just see in the window nonchalantly. It's walking towards them. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That movie does that so much. It's so great. Like, and I feel like the weirdest thing that I couldn't make my mind up about that movie when I was watching it was the soundtrack.
You couldn't make, like, your mind up?
Yeah, of like,
it's fucking amazing.
I was like, is this good? This is just making me feel really weird. I guess that's a good thing. What is this synth organ? Of like,
it's so good.
And then today, for the last, like, hour at work, I was just listening to the theme, and I was like, yes, this is fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that movie, I think it kind of dips a little bit in the start of, or, like, the end of the, I don't know, like, you could say the second act, maybe. Like, right before the end of the second act, like, is, like, a little bit of a dip, but... I mean, other than that, like, yeah, that's one of the better scary movies, like, I don't know, I've ever seen. Like, real big fan.
It very much reminded me of Halloween, the original Halloween.
Yeah, that and Nightmare on Elm Street for me. Because I've seen like a lot of things about the original Halloween. I haven't actually seen it, but I've seen the original Nightmare on Elm Street.
See, and... I don't like a Nightmare on Elm Street. I never did.
This is better than Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah.
For damn sure. But just that...
It's not better than Halloween. well, I don't know. To each their own. But Nightmare on Elm Street was not great for me.
Nightmare on Elm Street is an amazing idea.
Yeah.
But I think this is such a great horror premise of... Like, just fucking see this movie if you like horror movies, if you like... If you can't do horror movies, it's not... It's, like, just dreadful instead of outright scary. You know, it's good.
I don't think people that are sensitive to horror movies could handle it, probably.
Yeah, no, it's, but, like, if you don't like being... If it's, like, the startling that you don't like about horror movies, this doesn't have
And
that.
It's not particularly gory at all. Like, Fozzie says he... Like, anytime we want to go see a horror movie, he often, like, goes, I don't like gore or whatever. But, like, so this isn't one of those. This isn't a Saw or whatever.
There's that one bit early on.
The very beginning. But still, like,
that's about it.
Yeah. I mean, but it's not gratuitous so much. It's just, oh.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's not the worst I've seen, but, like, it sends the message. It gets the message across pretty effectively.
It's no Texas Chainsaw beginning where the person sits on a chainsaw.
Oh my god.
It is not that.
Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, you see It Follows if you have any interest in horror movies.
What, Dylan? What's happening over there?
I'm just thinking of that scene in Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Dylan's
it's
laughing
so
hysterically.
Fucking dumb.
Ah.
Yeah.
I see.
Do Gary. You see?
Yeah.
Gary!
But other than that, I've been playing a lot of Street Fighter. A lot of Street Fighter. And I did that on Sunday at Dow's Place, too. And starting to get the hang of it. The biggest hurdle for me to get over is that you cannot block while jumping. And that was something you could do in BlazBlue, which is the, like, typical 2D fighting game that I put the most time into.
BlazBlue.
So that really... BlazBlue.
BlazBlue.
blah blah
blah's blueiest. So that really fucks me up a whole lot. We went over there to play Street Fighter V, but but that shit's not up.
Oh, yeah, didn't it go up for a little bit and immediately get taken down?
It didn't immediately get taken down. It was just immediately unavailable.
Well, there's that.
Yeah. But we'll get into that because that's in the news bit. Was there anything else I got into this week? I guess like right before I started this podcast and getting on a call with you guys, I started the latest episode of Life is Strange, which I have to finish before I go to bed tonight because I'm going to New York tomorrow night and I want to get this thing done.
Why, Gabe?
I'm going to New York to see my family. Why? Got to get rid of the rest of the PTO time I have.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, the start of this Life is Strange episode was like, I don't know, like one of the biggest turns happened at the end of the last one, and then the start of this one handled it really well, and then made me feel really bad. So it's off to a good start. I'm looking forward to the rest.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, like, because the hardest like barrier for people to get over, like the biggest hurdle people had with this game was the dialogue.
To all of you.
Like, all of the hella talk and all of that. And, like, as the episodes have gotten on, like, I feel like they started writing. I think they had a bit in the third one where they kind of, like, poke fun at it. And also in the fourth one, they kind of make fun of that as well. So it's kind of nice, like, seeing, like, writing either happen or be adjusted, like, as the game goes on. And it's like, they're still kind of, like, sticking to that general quality. Of like kind of thinking how this is teenagers talk, but maybe it's how they just want them to talk. And it's really weird. I have a really weird relationship with the dialogue of Life is Strange.
Hella good. Cool.
Yeah. A hella weird experience. Now you.
So I forgot to talk about Ex Machina, which I blind bought this movie, but I did it with good faith because I had heard good things, and on top of that...
Everyone liked it.
Yeah, and on top of that, Alex Garland has written some of my favorite movies, like Sunshine or the original 28 Days Later and Dread. But anyways, he wrote and directed Ex Machina. I think it's his first time directing. I'm not sure about that. But it's really good. It's really good.
Yeah.
And
I've been meaning to see that.
Yeah, and it's beautifully shot. Lots of really interesting things they did with a very small budget. It doesn't look like a small budget film, but you can also like, kind of... Like, there's really, like five sets, if that, but they're really polished. They look really good.
So is it, like, District 9 budget? Or lower than that?
I'm not sure. I couldn't tell you. But
I don't actually know what Sunshine's budget was. I can't imagine it was too much.
Yeah, but the effects were pretty nice in Sunshine.
Yeah, yeah, it's just like Sunshine is not like the most marketable movie.
Right.
Maybe it was like, I don't know, maybe it was a big flop because they spent a lot of money on it and they didn't make it back, but whatever, I can look up that up later. everyone on Twitter was like blown up about Ex Machina, and then Kara Ellison, she liked it, but she said like, so, like, the big revelation of that movie is that, like, women can have thoughts, too.
What? What the hell has happened to America?
Hashtag not my America. But like, yeah, I've been meaning to see that movie. Heard it.
It was made with half the budget of District 9.
Oh, damn.
But it's also... District 9 has an amazing action set piece.
This movie
takes place in a bomb shelter, basically. Yeah.
I need to check that out.
You know, I just ordered Mushroom Men, but in doing so, I was looking at, like, it gives you the other suggestions or whatever, and it made me think, you know, what we need to do at PAX when we're all together is we need to play some Boom Blocks. That game is so much fucking fun on a couch.
That game is really good. That game is really, really
that
good.
That game is... like, you get four people on a couch playing Boom Blocks.
There was...
Fuck,
there
that
was
game
a
is fun.
Sequel. There was
is
a
that
sequel.
Steven Spielberg's game?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That game was a lot of fun.
So, Bash Party. Bash Party was a sequel. I don't know if it was better, though.
Yeah, I don't know. But I have a copy of Boombox if you don't. I can bring.
We have one. I don't know where it is. But I'm gonna hold on. I'm gonna look see if the sequel is better, and then I'll probably order that. But yeah,
that shit is fun.
Yeah, just nobody break my TV.
Right.
There is absolutely no way we are going through PAX without playing fucking Fortune Street, because we did that this weekend too. Javi, me, and Rachel fucking killed it.
Mm-hmm.
Team Yangus Enterprises.
Yangus.
Yeah, Yangus. When Boomblocks came out, I got it, and at the time I had a roommate who was here for the summer. It was a friend of mine. Her little brother had an internship in Houston, so he stayed here. And then my friend Clint, he came over, and like they don't really play games, but we'd play Boomblocks and drink beer for hours, like just sit here and play game after game after game. That game was so fun.
It's better than the original, so I'm buying it.
Okay.
Metacritic says so.
Yeah.
It has, hold on. Boomblocks Bash Party is even more fun to play with friends and family, featuring twice as many multiplayer challenges as the original, and now offers team-based challenges. Nice. Yeah, I'm getting
it. Yeah, did you play the one I really liked was the...
It's $60.
Fuck yeah. I really liked was the Jenga version, like the Jenga puzzle game, or the Jenga party game, where you had to like... trust the precision of a Wiimote and pull out the blocks.
It was surprisingly good.
It was very accurate. Yeah, it did a really good job. That sounded like a thing that would be just a mess with the Wii, but nah, it was good.
Mm-hmm. God, why is this... Okay, $25 from wherever this is. What is this?
Yeah, just get it used. That's not a,
no,
that's not a
yeah,
problem.
Definitely.
Yeah. But... Man, I'm almost like amazed that Fortune Street isn't... I guess, I don't know, amazed is a strong word, but, like, that I only saw Fortune Street, like, on Giant Bomb, and then wouldn't have ever played it if Fozzie didn't, like, show minor interest in it.
Yeah.
Like, that game, like, people like Monopoly, I think, and that game is Monopoly with Mario, or, like, Nintendo characters, Mario franchise characters, and was Dragon Quest?
Mm-hmm.
I think?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like Monopoly with a stock market. So like, even if you fuck up, like, or if you don't get like lucky rolls, you can like just mooch off of the glory of other people.
Yeah,
that game's
really
fucking
good.
Amazing.
It's really good.
It's fucking magical.
You know, it's only
how long did it take to make?
12
years.
Man, like maybe at like give or take 12 years.
Okay.
It's one of those games that. I don't know if I would recommend unless everybody that's playing is on the same page. Unless everybody can appreciate why it's great. Yeah, because it's not something that's going to, like, the graphics or any of the gameplay, none of that is engaging. None of that's going to, like, win you over. It's all about the intrigue and about fucking people over and knowing how the game works and playing to that.
But when we're all there in the same room, does that's, like, inherent. Like, I think that... Like, when you have all your friends in the same room and you're all playing that game, a game like that, like, I think that is just, that should be expected. You add in some alcohol, like, fuck yeah, we're going to have a good time. Like, right. It seems like that is just the environment that is set up, especially with us. Like, yeah. I think that would be pretty easy to put together.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people coming for PAX this year. This could be difficult getting things together.
No, we don't need everyone. We just need us. We just need our.
It'll be like last year where we're like, let's go to this bar, and everyone's like, oh, we're going to that bar again.
I hope Kiera's
like,
there.
Don't come.
I really hope Kiera's there. she was really the glue that held the party together, right?
Yep. Yep.
You're tearing me apart, Kiera.
And also everyone in this group, and also the group itself.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she listens.
Memory all alone in the bullshit. PAX. But yeah, we're all going to PAX, so you should let us know if you're going
to
be there. Yeah, hit us up.
PAX is
we've been playing some Rocket League with Prototype too, so it was nice to finally, like, I don't know if we've played games with him before. I don't know if he was ever in like the Uncharted game nights we had all those years ago.
Has he finally gotten into the chat? because he's never gotten in the chat when I've been there.
I prefer...
No, he hasn't joined the party chat.
I would like Prototype to remain just anonymous. He's
just a guy.
Forever. I mean, they're still working on him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He is the ultimate complete. Weapon after all, so you know you're never going to finish creating the ultimate weapon.
Yeah. Until someday we stop hearing from Prototype and we get an email from Beta. Maybe we can hear him.
That was the dumbest joke, but I still laughed. Still yep. Pretty funny.
It's the dumbest ones that make you laugh the most.
Alpha would come first, wouldn't it? Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah, but they don't tell everyone about that. You right. know? Yeah.
Right.
Alpha is the
you
new
gotta be. You
got
to be
all.
On like special lists to get into the Alpha.
Mm. I don't know. Alpha, people think Alpha sounds cooler than Beta now, so. Mm-hmm. Alpha's the new go-to.
Alpha's the new Beta.
Remember Alpha from Power Rangers?
Remember that show Alf?
No.
Gordon yeah. Shumway.
He's back in Pog form.
There was this video of Alf. It was like Alf outtakes on this website my friend showed me. It was like called like intensity.net, but like spelled with an E.
Oh.
And like, and that website was like a weird blog that like doubled as like weird funny videos, and then interspersed between all of those would just be like really strange porn pictures and videos. And it's like, I guess that's a demographic out there. But it's this Alf video where the puppet's like laying in bed and says a lot of things that I can't say on this podcast of the racial sense. And then like leans back in bed, like opens up his arms and says to a woman, "Straddle me." But like all the mouth is like moving to all of these words, and like people on the set are laughing to it and shit. It was the weirdest thing I may have ever seen. That, like, just broke every sitcom, like, fourth wall, whatever the hell you want to call it. Like, who the hell is behind this Alf puppet, and what are they doing? Like, it was really uncomfortable.
From what I heard, there was a lot of trap doors on the set, because, like, they built the set elevated, and it was so that Alf could, like, pop out in different places. So like
it was essentially the Goonies.
Yeah, so like there was the puppeteer was like running around in this empty space underneath the floor, and he would just pop Alf out wherever he needed to be. Kill me!
Pretty sure that's my week. I guess I can like just say that I watched It Follows instead of playing Silent Hill Shattered Memories, because I started Shattered Hill. Shattered Hill. And then like after I like entered in, I like filled out the survey that the game starts with and all that. I was like, I don't know. I feel like watching something instead right now. Also, I got you lent me the nunchuck with the like smoothie buttons.
The smoothie buttons.
Well, that mystery drink that somebody spilt into your chest all those years ago.
I remember that controller. I think that one's been around for a while.
Worst.
I don't understand. That's still a mystery to me of, like, a weird purple sludge that's spilt there. Because I don't know anyone that night that had... Or anyone any time we've been at your apartment with weird purple sludge drink.
Purple drink.
Purple sludge.
Ugh. And then, like, every time I hit the C and Z button, it's a reminder of disgusting. It's a cruel reminder. All right. So, there's some new stuff to talk about.
Hey, now that we're almost an hour in, let's get to the news.
Yeah. There's just some things happened today that were a little weird. Things starting off, Razer bought Ouya. Razer, the manufacturer of such gaming mice as the Death Adder and such gaming keyboards as the one I have. I don't know what it's called.
It's surprisingly, at the time of this recording, Razer is still a company. They still exist, having bought Ouya.
Which, I don't know. I don't know if it was released how much they bought it for. But the fact that they bought it is a little weird. I read that maybe it has something to do with China recently removing their, like, console ban. And then, like, Razer's trying to, like, capture, like, a TV console market there with this. But I've also read that the console ban... being gone in China means nothing. So I don't know what to think anymore. It's just super weird. The founder of Razer, or not Razer, Ouya has left the company, sent off her best wishes to them via tweet. And yeah, every time I forget about Ouya, they manage to make it into the news again. And Ryan, how's your Ouya treating you?
Still holding down that paper.
Yep. Good. Yep. How many manila folders under that thing?
A couple. I mean, it's not very heavy, so it can't really do much. It's not even a great paperweight, so it's a little...
They even fucked up at that.
They couldn't... They did not make it heavy enough.
Yeah, that was one of the more bizarre things today. But the most bizarre thing is that Arnold Schwarzenegger, as the Terminator, is a pre-order incentive for WWE 2K16.
They had to find someone to replace Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. God, the whole Hulk Hogan thing is so... The goddamn WWE and their, like, burying of all of their employees, like, when they fuck something up, as opposed to Vince McMahon, who is, like, the biggest filth bag in the entire company and still there because he fucking owns it.
Yeah.
Not in, like, defense of Hulk Hogan, necessarily, but just, like, Vince McMahon is a certified trash bag.
So, completely off topic, but before we started the podcast, we were having adventures involving DeviantArt. And then I just mentioned Alpha from Power Rangers.
I'm really scared where you're going with this.
And moments ago, Prototype, who we were just talking about as well, just sent me this link. And it's like, my God, so many connections throughout the night. There's Alpha in the corner there. It's on DeviantArt. And it's from Prototype.
Prototype hack our Skype call.
I feel like Alpha is not fat enough.
Ay. But yeah, he's so in tune with whatever we're doing.
He just knows.
Yeah. And he just sent that to me minutes ago. Like, 1 minute ago, exactly. Anyways, I just wanted to share that.
The serendipity that was that moment.
Yep.
So thank you, Prototype.
Now that's irony.
I'm just replying, my God, how did you know?
And he'll know what that means soon. Uh-huh.
He'll reply as Beta.
If Prototype fucking changes his Twitter handle to Beta or like his or his Twitter name or anything, like that guy, I will buy that guy anything he wants.
Whoa. Okay. I bet that guy has some dark desires.
I will get you
like Black Suit Spider-Man.
A DeviantArt Sonic print. Because I think he likes Sonic.
Who doesn't?
I've got the perfect print for him then, Gabe.
Man, it should be in the fucking news thing of how weird Sonic Boom got this week. That fucking brilliant clip. The Sonic Boom cartoon might be the strangest, like, bit of video game culture that has leaked out into other media. Of that cartoon has, like, made that infinite Knuckles jump glitch canon, where they did it in the show. There's, like, some junk glitch in the game Sonic Boom with Knuckles where you can just, like, keep jumping forever, and they just did it in the show. And then now, this week, they have, like, Sonic trying to wake up from a dream or, like, going deeper into a dream state, and then it cuts to a real-life man in a Sonic mask and, like, blue sweater holding a trash bag over a trash can, and he just goes, whoops, one too many, and then drops the trash bag, and then it cuts back to the animation. And it's like, what the hell is going on? Who is in charge of this, and how can I, like, take you out to dinner to pick your brain? Also, how did Cartoon Network okay this?
Cartoons!
I guess. It's fucking anything at this point. After seeing some gifs of that, like, latest Clarence episode, Cartoon Network kind of seems, like, okay with anything.
That show is awesome.
I need to like that. All those images I've seen from that latest episode make me want to.
That's the best episode of the show.
Yeah, I'll probably just watch that and then watch Clarence whenever I'm at your place and you guys are watching it.
Nah.
But
I'm okay that, with you look, not liking looks... Clarence. I'd rather you didn't like Clarence, because you would ruin Clarence.
Gabe ruins any cartoons. Fact.
Anything Gabe likes, you'll hear about it for the next millennia.
It's true. It's true.
Even when there's no reason to hear about it. Anyways, let's continue.
I like things, okay? And I get passionate
about things. And that's a bad thing. That I like. Liking things is bad.
I like things.
That's, let me that's like. Real cool. Like, that's cool.
I want to keep liking things. I went through a period of my life where I didn't like anything, and I want to start liking things now. Like Spy Kids! Mm.
We have some movies to watch, Gabe, that I found. I'll tell you about them later.
Well, we still have to go through Sergeant... Was it Sergeant Kabuki?
Sergeant Kabuki Man, NYPD.
Yes.
Mr. Kabuki! With the mask!
Directed by Lloyd Kaufman, the creator of The Toxic Avenger.
Alright. Well,
so, we'll in case you wanted any idea what we were about to get into, Gabe, think The Toxic Avenger.
I really don't want to. We spend so much time watching fucking garbage.
Yeah, we do.
Goddamn, like, goddamn The Adventures of Food Boy. Things that seem like they have so much potential. Like Russell Madness. That just fall so flat.
Why didn't we watch Cop Dog?
The cop was a dog.
We already know Cop Dog. No, it's not, not even a cop
he's a
dog.
Fucking
it's a ghost. It's a ghost dog that, like, is part of a,
oh,
like,
no.
A kid's mystery club.
Oh, no.
It's not a cop dog at all.
What are we going to watch? What is it, Vig Johnson? Was that the name of the movie?
I don't know what that is.
The one where the guy's penis becomes a person?
Oh. Oh, I think it's Bad Johnson.
Bad Johnson, that was it.
Yeah, it's essentially like the dick version of Wilfred.
Yeah, it is. That's the perfect description.
Yeah.
It has that guy from those Chevy commercials where he's driving the little tiny car over stuff.
Because fuck watching movies that are actually worthwhile.
Yeah, we watch dumb shit.
We've got to rip our souls apart. Mm-hmm. All right. But next up, Javi mentioned that Kojima Guillermo del Toro picture today, and Guillermo has said that he and Kojima are still like working together about on like some projects, and they didn't like say exactly what. And they're still in touch and like good buds apparently.
You should make it the podcast image
header, just them chilling,
yeah,
with Frankenstein behind them.
Yeah,
yeah, I'll do that. But in an interview with the. Like, pretty much, like, the head of all music of Metal Gear, Rika Muranaka. Like, she's the woman who hired Harry Gregson-Williams, and she sang The Best Is Yet to Come, that Metal Gear Solid 2 theme.
One.
So, that's Metal Gear Solid 1 theme?
Yeah.
Which one's 2?
What, 2 was Harry Gregson-Williams doing the main title, but The Best Is Yet to Come is the woman, when Snake's, like, in the water in the opening of the first game on PS1. That's The Best Yet to Come.
Oh, okay. Because there's some song. Okay, I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she's like she's been the head of every Metal Gear music, main Metal Gear music game, or not music game, but every Metal Gear game music department. She's like been the head of that. And she had an interview and she like kind of commented on the Kojima Konami situation and said that her interpretation or like her experience with it is that Kojima is like he's a salary worker so he doesn't get profit from how well the games sell, so he just wants to keep working on the game, and like the time to money return on it doesn't matter so much to him, and he does so like he doesn't have a good like business sense in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like the example they gave, this was on like a E-Yong podcast, so they were talking
yeah.
about this.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's E-Yong here.
That fucking guy.
Another Metal Gear Solid. All right, continue.
But, like, the example they gave, like, paraphrasing the interview, was that Kojima will spend time, extra time, making sure this little bit piece of foliage is like fully rendered at 1080p instead of saying like, oh, we can just like down res that and then keep going to get this out the door. And then the other example was that he would have Rika Murinaka write like 30 to 40 songs that just wouldn't be used. So like he would say like, oh, write a song like this, and then she'd make one, oh, I don't like that, do it this way. And she would go and like redraft it and keep redrafting it, and then like he'd say, oh no, you know, the original, I'd like that now. So of just like exhausting the creative process. So no, he doesn't care about the budget so much as he cares about making the game he wants to make.
And she hated working with him.
Well, she said that the music in Metal Gear Solid 5 has suffered because she is not a part of it, because they were spending the budget elsewhere. I don't know if Harry Gregson Williams is on it either. I'm not sure. So that's another like development of that ongoing case that kind of goes against the... maybe this is all just an elaborate ruse and Silent Hills is still in development and everything's cool. Which, for some reason, is always the story with Kojima. And I really like all those narratives. I like to think that they're true. Because it'd be really funny. But yeah, there is the further development there. In addition to that, Summer Games Done Quick has started. It's still going on right now. They're going through Twilight Princess. That's a 3-hour and 25-minute speedrun. I looked at the lineup this year. I don't know. I'm not really into a lot of the games they got. Like, they have the Super Metroid race at the end, which is always fun. But they're ending it with fucking Chrono Trigger again.
All right, I'm gonna spit hot truth right now.
So, spit it.
JRPGs and long-ass games like this are fucking terrible things to watch.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's fucking boring.
And often play.
Yeah, anyway. I mean, you're not wrong. But, like... they've ended it with a Final Fantasy every year, and before the run starts is exactly when I tune out. Because I tried watching, and that shit is fucking boring.
Like, the Final Fantasy VII runs are a little interesting because, like, how they skip through that game. But, yeah, like, Chrono Trigger's been around before, and I don't know, watching... like, respect for them for speedrunning a game that... the speedrun takes, like, minimum, like, 5 hours, but I don't know.
That's not good marathon material.
That's not the magnum opus that I want
it's good marathon material. Last night, you know, Resident Evil 3, that was good. It was an hour and, like, 20 minutes. That was good. That's fine.
But, so there are some weird things about this Games Done Quick of, like, they said that this is the first one where... they have, like, a outside source, like, a professional handling all the audio, but it's also the year that there have been the most audio problems. So, I don't know. I can't remember who they hired, but I don't know. It hasn't been working out. They're in a way bigger auditorium, too, so maybe there's some more complication, like, more areas for complication with the sound.
It feels weird having it in the big auditorium.
Yeah, not just, like, that little basement room.
The basement room was cool because, everyone was in that room.
Yeah, you could, like, see them all clearly in the shot, and, like you could see all their reactions almost, like, individually.
Yes, you see the couch, and then, like, the audience in the background looks empty.
It's, like, a huge auditorium, because the audience is really dark, and, like, not, like, well-lit.
Well, and then you can see half the seats are empty.
Yeah, it's like a PAX theater, essentially. And then they had to also ban their first member from ever returning, because his run was such a... fucking disaster. Dylan and I were talking about this a little bit before the podcast, the Crash Bandicoot 2 runner. Dylan actually watched it live. I didn't see all of it live, but like, holy shit, what a fucking train
wreck.
I was
laughing pretty hard.
Of like, the guy, it was Sonic or Crash Bandicoot 2 run, and the like estimated time was 45 minutes, I think, and somebody made a supercut of that run of every suicide joke, domestic violence joke, like, just not, like, awkward moment of that thing, and it took up, I think, like, 10 or 11 minutes, so at least a quarter of that run was just like the fucking worst thing ever.
Which one?
This is Crash Bandicoot 2.
Oh.
And like while it was still going, the actual like the Games Done Quick Twitter account tweeted, "We're aware of like all the complaints. We're trying to handle it."
What kind of shit was he saying?
The run starts out with like you getting run over by a boulder, and he immediately starts going, "We like to kill ourselves here, you know," and he just like keeps like saying that and like whispering shit into the microphone of like almost like threatening things to the audience, and he ended it by like accidentally crashing the game and he couldn't finish the run, and the audience applauded for that because it was really uncomfortable. And then he like turned around and said, "One day maybe I'll kill you all. Ah, I can go psychotic." And it's like, what the fuck is going on? are they going to have to start, like, background checking after this? Like, it was...
Oh, what an idiot.
Oh, my God. It was so terrible.
I'd have to see this super clip because I'm really curious what... I realize that Gabe is holding back because he probably doesn't want to repeat these things, so...
I still have the link from Harris, so I can send that.
He was awkward as shit. I don't think he was like, oh my god, he's threatening everyone.
No, it wasn't like out of malice. It was just he just didn't fucking know.
No, he was just awkward as shit, and you know, frankly, like, I'm like, whatever. I know awkward people.
This is, you don't know anyone like this. Though.
Oh, I don't know, mate.
Javi.
This is...
Maybe someday I'll just kill you all!
God.
Oh, man.
I'm just like,
kill you all! I think they could have sat him down and been like, yo, dude, chill. Chill the fuck out, and it would have been cool.
Yeah, like pulled him... Like, because they've had moments like that. I think at the last Summer Games Done Quick, there was like a duo commentary that was not working out well at all, and the guy running the game just looked over to the person next to him who he like hadn't met before that and just said, "I would really prefer it if you would be quiet."
Oh, Caveman! That was great. I love that guy.
And like in the guy who said that, in his defense, that other dude was just being a real dick and kept like interrupting any like commentary on the game to make a really terrible joke. But like this is like a different level of this stream is like for charity and like to help fund research for cancer and shit, and it's like, or I think it might be Doctors Without Borders this time.
Yes.
And it's like when you're doing that, maybe like suicide jokes isn't the best route.
Right, I'm just saying, Gabe. They could have just sat him down afterwards and be like, "Hey, you need to chill the fuck out."
Like even during just be like, "Yo, pass him a note of just like, just let the other people talk, man. You focus on the game." I'm like, oh, okay.
I think it's being blown up beyond.
It's pretty bad.
It's blown up beyond what it should be. It's whatever. It's over now, you know?
It's over now, and it's unfortunate that this was like one of the first days. Yeah, but it can't get any worse than that, right? Yeah. But, next up. Rise of the Tomb Raider finally has like concrete information for other releases that are not Xbox One.
Neat.
And it's the PC PC edition is coming out in early 2016, and the PS4 is holiday 2016. So it is finally confirmed, official, not fully exclusive, and also actually timed exclusive because it went back and forth so many goddamn times. I know, like Phil Spencer said that it is timed exclusive. I think he said that like a month ago after all of the frustration and just to stop all of the questions. But
right.
Now we got some in stone dates that could totally change, but they are there. And then what else? So we were talking about Street Fighter earlier, and Street Fighter 5 beta has now been postponed after a very not successful beta run, when it first started. Like, we were supposed to play it at Dow's on Sunday, and we got there, and it's really interesting, and you load it up, and, like, it gets to the main menu, so, like, says Street Fighter V, all that, you hit start, and it goes, has a little, like, loading screen, and then it just cuts back to, like, the PlayStation, like, menu screen. Just, like, just crashes the game immediately, no error message or anything. And it was like that for a while. So Capcom decided to pull it. And all I can think of is, at least it wasn't at launch. But Street Fighter V, like, I was really excited to play it. Dal got to play it a little bit. And he said that, like, I think the biggest thing is they're removing chip damage from the game, which is kind of crazy. Like, and they're also making linking combos easier.
What is chip damage? Which,
when you block an attack but still take a little bit of damage. Okay. You take, like, lesser amounts
of damage. That's what I thought, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah. Thank you for the clarification.
Uh-huh.
But this, like, so Seth Killian isn't part of Capcom anymore, and he just announced, like, his own fighting game, which is, like, supposed to be really simplistic of just pure fundamentals, easy to get into. I think it's free to play.
It's just dives and kicks.
No, dive kick's a hell of a game. It sucks that no one plays that on PC anymore, so I can't, like, play that with anyone. God, dive kick's goddamn amazing. But it's a lot more... It's, like, less combo-focused, which, actually, like, Street Fighter is less combo-focused than, like, I don't know, like, a game like Skullgirls or BlazBlue, where the combos are much shorter than those other games. But he's, like, trying to bring it back to, like, basics and easier to understand, like, lower barrier to entry, which Street Fighter 4 kind of has that when it comes to linking combos together, which is, like, kind of what you want to naturally do in a fighting game. And Street Fighter V makes linking a lot easier, with, like, less, like, the windows for linking are a lot wider, and that's, like, that's what I'm looking forward to, just, instead of, like, having necessarily, like, mechanical issues of just the more you know what to do at the time, the more that matters, rather than how good your thumb can move on a controller, which can be a problem for some sides of the screen for me. yeah. And that's all the news we got.
Get good.
Yeah, that's also a message that can come with what I'm saying, is just get good.
Yep.
At the end of the day, get good.
Get good.
Yeah. And you know what? For the first week in, like, fucking ever, I don't think Prototype actually wrote in.
What the fuck?
I know. Back to Prototype. Yeah, you're out of beta. we did get a write-in.
Back to formula!
We did get a write-in from Steingolin, who, like, over the week, just said that, like, he was just saying, like, oh, hey, just want to let you know I'm still listening. And he said he's been back with us since the Uncharted 2 video was on Screw Attack. And he said, love you guys.
Wow.
Thanks for sticking around, Steingolin.
Yeah, it's been a while since we heard from
you. Yeah, no shit.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. And then he said, also, I've been thinking, wasn't there a girl on some of your first podcasts? Yeah, how long was Alana around? That was OG Gova.
Yeah, Game Over Nation, or Game Over.
Game Over
podcast. Yeah, that was, I don't know. It was when we used to record, it was before Ryan.
Yep.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Like, was she still doing it when you joined? No.
Nope.
It was just, yeah. No, okay.
We had her on an episode.
Yeah,
right.
I remember that. I think that's the only episode that I actually listened to with Alana.
I came in, it was just you and me, Javi, for a while until Dylan came back from vacation or something. I don't know.
Yeah, everybody got kind of burned out and didn't want to do it anymore, and I basically Ryan stepped up.
Yeah,
to the plate.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
Yeah,
I remember those days. Those days were way more fun when it was just me and Javi.
Right?
So much better.
None of this gay bullshit.
I can't even imagine what the hell we talked about.
I don't know either. Yeah, I'm like, why? What?
Max and Spider-Man.
It was like a lifetime ago.
It was.
Yeah, that would have been...
Welcome to the Max and Spider-Man podcast.
5 years ago?
Yep.
Yeah.
Because we're like 4.5 years into Game Over Nation. Maybe 5 now. Because I'm getting, like, time hop reminders every week of, like, me retweeting Game Over Nation posts before I was part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, it's, like, episode, like, 15 and shit, and it's, like, 4 years ago.
Hmm.
So it's been a while.
It's been a minute.
Yeah. Coming up on that 200.
We are.
See.
I guess let's see. So we'll need to get, like, so we're on 183 here. We got 16 podcasts before PAX until to get through.
We gotta run through 16 podcasts in 4.5 weeks.
We can get like maybe like minisodes. Because that'd be nice. We had episode 100 at PAX, and we pulled some bullshit to get that off.
We did.
Of like, I think.
Well, I think we were too close, so we recorded some. We recorded unnumbered podcasts.
The last one we had with Starship Amazing was unnumbered. I think I counted the Last of Us spoiler cast as one.
Oh, we should get Derek to be on the podcast in Seattle.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure he'd be down.
God, so I'm going through our Facebook posts on Gova. Mm. Like, here's box art.
Oh, yeah, that page is still up.
Box art review. Remember we did.
I've been thinking about box art review recently.
Box art review.
And how I had to take it down because some of the stuff said in it.
It's not great.
It's not great.
Nope.
But
also, Ramesh's audio is horrific.
Yeah.
He's like screaming into the mic. Okay, so let's see. I'm as far back as we can go. And it is April 15th, 2010.
That's episode one?
Hold on. No. I need to see what episode. So episode 48. Episode 48 was April 2010. That was with Damon on. And we gave away DJ Hero.
Of Gova? That's when I came.
That's when you first heard us.
Yeah.
That's when you first heard us. Yeah. So, wow. 2010.
So yeah, because I remember...
Changed Gabe's life forever.
Yeah, now I live in Seattle. Hashtag thanks, Damon.
Yeah.
I remember me and Javi, like the first one we did, I remember talking about Gears of War 2, maybe? A bunch.
That was out then.
Yeah, but like it was, yeah, the first episode that I was on with Javi.
Hmm.
But because it was in the 40s, but it was before Damon. But yeah, I only before. Probably by a few weeks, though, because I think we moved pretty quickly to get guests.
Right. I was trying to reboot the podcast and make it themed.
Like, yeah. So like,
Damon was the Xbox episode. We had Greg for the PlayStation episode.
That was in Game Over Nation. That wasn't Gova.
No, really? This was Gova.
Yeah. No, the themed episodes with Damon and Greg and stuff,
We did episodes with Damon.
Don't worry, I remember this. I was the one listening to it.
We did episodes with Damon and Greg in Gova.
Yeah, because that's this episode 48 here.
Yeah.
So, Gabe, maybe you heard the second time we had Damon on.
No, I was there for the first time I had Damon on was when Ryan was pretty new. It was still Gova. You had Damon on again when you had, like, the Xbox talk.
Okay.
And then Greg was on a little bit after that, and then I started shortly after that.
Yeah, Greg was the episode after that.
My first episode was the Battlefield episode, which was a weird one to pull me onto because I had played, like, one Battlefield game. I remember the day, too, because Dylan couldn't do it, and Ryan was like, Javi, I told you to find someone to, like, get fill in for Dylan. I was just like, I found Gabe. I'm just sitting there like, I guess I can do it.
Sure, why not?
I found him.
That's how me and Javi basically started doing it. He texted me, hey man, can you be on the podcast tonight? I'm pretty drunk, but sure.
Yep. Oh my god, I remember.
Yeah.
That was okay, so
I warned you.
Yeah. Those were days where every podcast had so much production value. I used to hand pick like the soundtrack. Like there would be three songs in every episode and they would fade into each segment. And I would like if one of us had too many ums or stutters or whatever, I would meticulously cut that out so it's seamless. And also when things went off into weird tangents that weren't funny or anything, I would remove them. Like I was very meticulous about the show back then. And Ryan, the first time we had him on, you started telling stories that were like half an hour long.
That doesn't sound like Ryan.
But they were
all
about nothing.
Wait, is this Ryan? Are you sure
this is
Ryan?
It was definitely a lot of Gears talk. God. I do remember that.
Half hour stories about nothing.
Yeah.
Hashtag not my Ryan.
Yeah. It was crazy.
I miss getting drunk on an episode.
Oh, don't worry. Episode 200 is going to be a
passing out at the table.
Remember the podcast where Javi fell asleep?
I sure do.
And he just started snoring. This is when he was still in Tequila, And then we tweeted about Javi falling asleep, to which Rachel called Javi to wake him up.
Oh, yeah.
And in the recording, I can hear Javi's ringtone. And then him just going, yeah. Oh, really? Oh, okay. And then, like, 5 minutes later, he rejoined the call.
Those were the days.
Oh, fuck. I need to find what episode that was now and go listen to it. Holy shit.
I used one word to describe myself, and what was it? Professional.
Yep. That's this.
Oh, man.
Have fun here. Game over nation. We have fun.
I just opened a beer bottle with a dresser.
I remember that.
I can still do it.
I'm sure.
I also remember other monologue.
Yep.
You shut your mouth.
I hope you have enjoyed this 10-minute Game Over Nation retrospective.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks, Steingolin. Thanks for writing in. Every now and then we do get the write-in from the old-time listener. Like, we got a write-in from Rain a few months ago, I remember.
Rain.
Yep, that's the one. That Rain.
Rain. Oh, Rain.
Yeah.
Good times.
I don't remember how long Prototype's been around for.
Forever.
A long time.
Yeah.
Was he in Gova?
Yeah. Probably. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. Yeah, I don't know.
I remember Mick Anus, who I don't think he listens anymore, but he's around on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
It's good times.
Mick Anus. Okay, Mick Anus isn't the one that really liked Mass Effect. Or Dragon Age.
I don't know.
No, that wasn't Mick Anus. That was, the guy that got... Wait, that was Prototype, wasn't it? No. Ryan, who was the person that used to leave?
Blackbeard Jesus.
Blackbeard Jesus?
Yeah.
Was it Ghost?
It was Ghost.
Oh, the guy who used to fucking dog on me all the time?
Yeah.
Or who tried to, anyway?
So the uncomfortable thing with Ghost was that it started out playful, but then it, just elevated to, malicious.
Yeah.
Where, he just kept, attacking you whenever you would, open your mouth, and it just got really uncomfortable.
Yeah,
I thought it was funny.
Yeah, I thought it was funny, too. I was like, no, keep doing it. This is fun.
Ghost.
I will destroy you in the comments.
His comments were, four paragraphs long, and they were full of typos.
Zero punctuation. There was not a single period, comma in there anywhere.
So, and it was all for you. It was all in my defense usually. It was weird and great.
Oh, man.
Come back, Ghost.
Yes, please come back, Ghost. I miss you.
Make fun of Ryan more. We didn't know what we had until it was gone.
I miss you so much.
Well, that's going to do it for this week.
Sweet.
I tried to get a video out before I head out to New York, but I actually had to do work at work instead of being able to just write scripts. So that kind of delayed
things.
That's
not fair.
So, yeah, I know.
What do they pay you for?
I know, right? God damn it. Unreal.
Mm-hmm. Tournament.
Yeah, well, I think we should look into... we mentioned this a long time ago, looking into getting... accelerating the podcast count so we can get 200 for PAX.
Yeah, we could record a bunch of mini episodes that are
over the weekend.
We can basically every time all the news stories that we miss and forget about by the next week, when the next one comes out, we'll just record about it immediately.
Get a hot take. Hot take.
You know why I can't do dumbass? Because I have a career now.
And that low bar of quality just cannot exist anymore.
Oh, man. I don't even know what we said on those old shows.
It wasn't anything that embarrassing. No? It was just silly.
Okay.
It was elevated
so
dumb.
Because,
we used to be in Skype calls for a long
time. Yeah, we would lose ourselves.
Yeah. And Uncharted 2 is a really good... Oh, it was Uncharted 3 was the really right. good catalyst That's for that
right.
stupid.
That's right.
Which, it makes me so sad there's no multiplayer in the new... In the Uncharted collection. Yeah. Like,
there's a beta for the fourth multiplayer.
Yeah. Okay. I'll probably get the Uncharted collection.
Why not?
I told you I was going to get that. You were like,
ugh. Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, at first I was like, there's no fucking multiplayer. I don't need to play through 1 and 3 again. I got 2. I just want new more multiplayer shit to enjoy, but, you know. I mean, if the beta for 4 is there, we can have our stupid fun in that.
Yeah. And those games are great.
Like, yeah, no, I think it'd be worth revisiting Uncharted 3.
Wait, which games are great?
The Uncharted games.
Oh,
sorry.
You mean the multiplayer?
You don't agree with that either.
I know.
What are you fishing for here?
I like the Uncharted games. I don't like the multiplayer. I don't like the shooting.
How should this happen to me?
We should just release at like full length episodes of us doing karaoke. I'll just bring like my Surface and the Yeti microphone to the Crescent. And
somebody once told me the world was gonna roll me.
Come on,
keep going.
No, I'm done. I can't remember the rest. I don't know the rest.
You ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
In the shed. We're gonna get copyrighted if we keep going, so we should be careful. But yeah, thank you for listening to episode 183 of Game Over Nation.
We hope you had fun.
We'll figure something out with our schedule so we can cheese our way to 200.
Yeah, maybe if we just keep blowing out episodes just by...
I'll just split this into parts.
Let's do an episode playing League.
Oh, God.
If we just blow out a bunch of episodes, maybe the just sheer spam of it all will get us some more listeners.
Maybe we can do, like, The Hobbit, and I'll break up this like one and a half hour podcast into. I'll just slow it down. I'll play it at like half speed and then split it into three parts.
That sounds awful.
Or genius.
I don't know. Just awful. Awful is the only thing we should say about it.
So maybe that.
But if you want to say things to us, you can find us at GameOverNation.com. You can also go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/GameOverNation. You can watch the video that Gabe didn't put up this week at youtube.com/GameZeroVernation. And you can hit us up on Twitter, @GameOverNation. Yeah, we don't know what we're going to do with our schedule, so just...
We will find a way to hit 200 by PAX. I guarantee it. I guarantee it.
Gabe's going to be back on the East Coast. It's just like old times. I mean, maybe I should record from my kitchen floor, like when I was living at Ray's.
I'll have shitty internet, so it'll be back to that.
Perfect.
I can use a terrible microphone. There was like a span of 35 episodes where you can barely hear me, and there was like nothing done about it. Like
Was I editing back then?
Yeah, you were just like, cut, print. Throw it in there, and like week after week, I think it was like Bees Balls that would write in of like, Gabe needs a new mic.
I don't remember that. Was that
I do, because I've listened to some of those, and I'm like, how did we let this happen? This sounds so awful.
That was probably after, 3 years straight of like over-editing the fuck out of the show, and I'm like, I'm done. Just put the thing in the timeline.
Just
fuck me up.
Yep.
All right.
But then I'd be unfiltered. You don't want that.
All right, guys. That's the end of this week's podcast. We'll catch you guys next time. Hopefully, we'll have a big batch of episodes sometime soon.
Yeah.
Until then, goodbye.
Bye.